Hi everyone, welcome to Truth and Relationships with Nancy J. Hey, if you notice the dates on some of my podcasts, I had announced that back in October, I was ready to get us back on track and I had looked at everything online, what we were going to do, what we were not going to work on, and I was so happy because I really thought that I was ahead this time and was ready for 2024. Well, all of a sudden the day arrived and I started watching things online start changing. One of the companies I was using for some of our online areas was closing down their platform. Another one was making big changes in the area of the way we record. And I just knew from experience, okay, a shakeout, shakeup is going on. I've been doing this for years, right? Let's go back to using just email and MP3s and then MP4s and different companies. And, you know, in the business world, even when it's offline, not only today with what's going on in our nation in the United States, but through the years, there has been times when there is big shakeups in companies. They merge, they change owners, they close, they sell. Well, online, that's the same world. So today, finally, today, after going through everything again, and slowly and signing up for a few more companies out there, I'm finally back feeling solid enough that I'm ready to start a series for you for 2024. So today we're going to be talking about, let's talk about the Holy Spirit. And this is part one. And there is a reason I'm talking about the Holy Spirit. Sure, number one, the word Holy Spirit is used in the Word of God in the Bible. But my main reason is also sometime I can be with a group of people and if I say something about the Holy Spirit, you can be in a study or in a larger group of people with a conversation going on and all of a sudden you just feel this quietness. I'm not talking the quietness of the Holy Spirit coming into the room. Some of you are going to know what I'm talking about here. No, I'm talking about tension in the room. And so not long ago, that happened when I spoke up within a group, nothing online, just within a group of people. And I'm not picking on anyone here, right? So don't try and think, oh, is that me that you're talking about? No, I'm not talking about one person here. But I am talking about something in my spirit kind of jumped and went, there's something wrong here. And so I didn't look at the group of people and start to criticize, because many times when we use the word the Holy Spirit, we will hear people say Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. But if you're just talking about the Holy Spirit, that one word within the Trinity, it can cause divisions. It can cause people to feel uncomfortable. And that can happen for many different reasons. One simply may be that they've had a bad experience long ago in the extremes. And I'm not going to qualify for you what extreme is, but whatever their experience has been, maybe it's been inside the church, at an event, within a family, in some area that it has caused them to be leery of anyone who starts speaking about the Holy Spirit. But the Holy Spirit is spoken of in the Bible. Jesus talks about the Holy Spirit. So that just continued to roll around in my mind as I was preparing to do our first podcast. And I have some notes here that were supposed to be the starting point for us, but instead we're going to start here. So today I'm just here to kind of give you a summary of where we're headed and the topics. We're going to be having a series of five, so this is part number one. So we're starting again. Let's talk about the Holy Spirit. Then we'll go to part two, the names of the Holy Spirit. Part three, the Holy Spirit, our guide. Part four, the Holy Spirit, our intercessor. And part five, the Holy Spirit, our comforter. And if you are afraid of a conversation like this, I challenge you to listen. If you'd like to make some comments wherever you're listening to this, or you'd like to send me a message, because many platforms will show there in the description area or a button somewhere that you can send me a message, feel free to do that. I'd like to hear from you. Okay, so those are the four areas that we're going to talk about. And I'd like to share this quick little scripture with you today and the importance of understanding the Holy Spirit. In John 16, 13 through 14, Jesus assured, "When the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all the truth, for he will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak. And he will declare to you the things that are to come. He will glorify me, for he will take what is mine and declare it to you." In this passage, we find Jesus speaking to the disciples. He's preparing to leave. He's preparing to go to the cross. He's preparing to die in front of them. But as he's preparing them, the most difficult part of this is they don't know what he is preparing them for. Because the big part of this is there's a big transition coming up. The disciples have spent their time with Jesus. They've walked with him. They've stayed with him. They've ate with him. They've had arguments. They've watched him call other people names, "You brood of vipers," right? Some of them watched him kick over a table. They saw him with compassion, with tears. They saw people reach out to him, and he reached out to them. They were in a relationship with Jesus, like physically present during a really, really difficult time of what was going on. There were other rulers there that, man, they were angry with Jesus. They didn't believe he said who he said he was. There were those that were upset as he reached out to other people and people came to him and crowds began to form. Some of them were afraid that they were going to lose their money maker because they were in charge, and here is this Jesus getting in their way. So the disciples have been exposed to all of this, and if some of them weren't present, then I'm sure they may have heard it from somewhere else. Jesus brought division. He brought love, but he also brought division. And so as I'm reading this passage to you in John 16, 13 through 14, this is Jesus preparing them. The heading that I have in my Bible in John 16 is the counselor's ministry. And that's what Jesus is doing here. He's preparing them. And he's telling them, I encourage you to read this entire passage yourself. Start with John 15, verses 26 through the end of that chapter, and then go into John 16, let's see, verse 1 all the way to verse 15. And focus on this area. So we're going to be talking about the Holy Spirit, excuse me. Oh. I'm also an English tutor, so I do a lot of talking and listening 4 days a week. So sometimes my voice just goes, oop, and it makes little sounds. So please forgive me for that. I try and be very clear, for people to understand me. But let's look at the other side of this. You may be listening to this and thinking, ah, this just sounds too weird. What is this Holy Spirit thing? What is this Holy Spirit person? What is the Holy Spirit? And that you don't understand. But that's called the work of the Spirit. Let me read this to you. 1 Corinthians 2:14. But the person without the Spirit does not receive what comes from God's Spirit because it is foolishness to him. He is not able to understand it since it is evaluated spiritually. Now, someone may be listening saying, what? What's that mean? Evaluated spiritually. To understand, to have discernment. Today's language, to get it. Right? Now, I'm not saying I understand everything there is to know about the Holy Spirit because I don't believe there's anyone that has received Jesus that understands everything about the Holy Spirit, even if they have dug into the Bible deep. But I do know when we say evaluated spiritually, is what that means. You need to receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior first. That's the important part. And that's when you begin to open your Bible, you begin to pray, and God begins to transform you on the inside out. You ever hear someone talk about from your heart, and you maybe go, what? Well, yep, that is experience. It's receiving Jesus. Some people, man, they just feel something awesome. They physically feel something on the inside of them when they say that prayer, when they receive Jesus Christ. Then there are other people, they don't feel anything other than knowing that something's different. Now, if you haven't received Jesus and you have no idea what in the heck is that woman talking about, you can go to the book of Romans in the New Testament in the Bible, chapter 10, verses 8 through 13, and also in the New Testament. The book of John, chapter 13 through 16. If you're not familiar with the Bible, some people are, and they haven't received Jesus, but they're familiar with the Bible as just another book. But if you don't have one, there's no excuse to not look for one online because they're there, right? So I always use BibleGateway.com. Head on over to BibleGateway.com and you can look for John 3:16 and then Romans 10, 8 through 13, and this will explain to you how to receive Jesus. So I hope you'll return and come back and join me as we go through talking about the Holy Spirit. And also, please know if you are someone you have received Jesus long ago, this isn't just for beginners. This isn't for someone who has just received Jesus yesterday. This is for everyone, anyone that's interested. Because I believe there may be one thing that I say, even if you are a mature believer in Jesus Christ, that you may think, man, I've never heard that said that way, or how did I miss that in the Bible? Because it's what I really believe, according to God's Word, and looking at our world today, wherever you live, even if everything is very smooth and peaceful where you are right now, but you look at the world as a whole, if you live in the United States and what's going on here in the last few years, man, everything has been turned upside down, and there's a lot of ungodly things going on that are before our eyes online. We don't even have to go to areas, let's just call it those things. It's like right in front of our face. This is a time that we need, if you ever received Jesus, this is a time that we need discernment and wisdom. We need to know when to speak and when to not speak up. We need to know when we are online that we pause just a little bit before we press that button, or someone says something, or we hear something on the news that just just makes us angry or that we don't like. But I believe we can be influencers in this world without being a famous online influencer. Because many people, that's what they're trying to do. And then they think, okay, I'll have a voice. But guess what? We can be an influencer in our homes. We can be an influencer in our neighborhoods, at our job, wherever we are located, wherever we just live out our life from day to day. We still can be influencers. Sometime that being an influencer may just be being kind to someone. Yes, it may be sharing the gospel. It may be visiting someone who is very, very ill right now. It may be visiting a hospital. It may be praying for people. It may be sending a note to someone. You are an influencer. You are an influencer for Christ. What do you think of that? You are an influencer for Christ as you live out your daily life. So on that note, I'm going to let you go. I'll be back soon with part two, and we'll be talking about the names of the Holy Spirit. So if you'd like to write something in the comments, depends on where you're listening to this, once again, head on over to the comments. It's usually easy to find on platforms out there. Some of them have a little button where you can send me a message. Let me know what you think. If you have any questions about the Holy Spirit, feel free to drop that in the comment section or send me a message. So in the meantime, I'll be praying for you. Haven't met you yet, but whoever is listening to this, don't always have people's names, but please know I'll be praying for all of our listeners. And please share our teaching, because I really believe, yep, I always say that, I believe that this is a topic that we need to tackle and need to look at it, and it needs to be shared in an understandable way so anyone listening can understand it. Whether you have been a believer in Jesus Christ, whether you received Jesus long ago, you're somewhere in the middle, or you have just received Jesus, maybe today, I'd like to hear from you all. See you soon.